Johanna Bosford is a Scottish illustrator and ink evangelist who prefers pens and pencils to pixels. Her intricate hand-drawn illustrations are loved the world over by those who have colored in, sometimes more than once, her best-selling books, Lost Ocean, Secret Garden, and Enchanted Forest. She joins us by phone tonight to talk about her latest coloring book for adults. It is titled Magical Jungle, an Inky Expedition coloring book. Many of us are familiar with your beautiful designs from your Enchanted Forest book, and I'm guessing the animals and environments in Magical Jungle are a little bit different, and I've heard that the illustrations even include ancient relics and a treasure. Is this true? Tell us about them.
We've not got any ancient relics in this one. It was something that I thought about, and we sort of thought about putting in there, but we focused on the animals and the flora and fauna of the jungle. I felt that these just had the most potential for people to colour in really beautiful ways. So there's great big leaves, there's tropical orchids, really great blossoms, some exotic birds, and a whole host of beasties, big and small, from tiny little leaf nymphs to happy hippos and, you know, lots of elephants for you to colour and bring to life.
You know, we think of colouring as a child's activity, but your books are just incredibly popular with us adults. So talk a little bit about why you think that is.
Yeah, I think we all just live these incredibly busy 24/7 digital lives, and the opportunity to unplug and to do something analog is so rare these days. And it's also rare to have the opportunity to really focus on one single task, you know, whether that's creative or not. You are so often interrupted by social media or looking at something on email or, you know, something on the television. So I think colouring is just this wonderful way to lose yourself for, you know, a few minutes, a few hours, and press pause and just give yourself that time to reset and to do something creative.
And do you think that has to do with the aesthetic quality, if you will, of the work that you offer us?
Well, I mean, personally, I always feel my most relaxed and my most calm when I'm surrounded by nature. I think there's just something inherently peaceful and tranquil about green, about nature, and being away from the city and busyness. So yeah, I definitely think you would get a different feeling from drawing, you know, a really busy cityscape, or, you know, a busy shopping fashion scene. For me, those kind of drawings just, they wouldn't give you the same sense of calm and balance as a more nature-inspired one would.
You know, you have the larger scale coloring books, but what variety is there among the presentations?
Yes, so we have a whole range of colouring products, you know, primarily the books, but we have the postcards. These are smaller extractions of the artwork and they're printed onto card. So, for example, if you wanted to use quite a heavy marker pen, you could do that on the postcards without worrying about it bleeding through to the next page. But we also have things like calendars, poster books. So they're all different ways of giving you the artwork in different formats so that, you know, you can vary the scale that you're working at, the techniques that you can use, and also the types of pens and pencils.
You know, again, I think we tend to think of coloring as a solitary experience, but I understand that you have suggestions for parents or aunties and uncles or grandparents to get their kids involved.
Yeah, I mean, kids don't really need any encouragement to color, but I think as a family, it's a really lovely activity to do all together. So, you know, you could all sit down with your coloring books, and if the thought of a toddler with a crayon approaching your coloring book makes you anxious, you know, some people are quite precious about their artwork, you know, get them their own books and just maybe have some quiet time where you all sit down and color and discuss what you're working on. Or you can, you know, do a collaboration. There's nothing better than all huddling down the same book, discussing who's going to do which bit where and what colours you're going to use. And those are really great conversations to have that don't evolve around fighting over the iPad or discussing which TV channel to watch. And at the end of it, you have this really beautiful creative project that you've all worked on together and can be proud of and that you can display in the home.
I have also read that adult coloring books have become so popular that there are now books for specific situations. So, for instance, there are coloring books for stressed out brides, and that people now get together for coloring events. So there are coloring parties, I guess one would call them.
Yeah, there are really great groups that meet up in person, just the same way as, you know, like a knitting group might meet up and they all get together and they colour together. But equally, you know, we all live in this really global world where we're quite far apart, and often social media, as much as, you know, I'm not the most technological person, but social media is a great way to just join the dots. So people often hop online to share their images and to show off their work and maybe to share techniques or great pen and pencil recommendations. You know, and we just see that for colouring, unlike many creative practices where people are quite guarded about their process and maybe don't want to share their tips, that colouring is the exact opposite. You know, the more information that we can share, the better. And people just love that idea of being able to work together and to help each other and for us all to get better at our practice.
You have received a tremendous honour. So I school me in this, but I believe I should be calling you Dame Johanna, yes?
I'm going to be giving an OBE, which is an Order of the British Empire, which is a huge honour and something I was very surprised to hear about and to receive my letter from Buckingham Palace. So it means that in November we go down to Buckingham Palace for the day and we put on a fancy dress, and yeah, I'll receive an award from the Queen for services to creativity, which is, you know, wonderful, but I very much see it as accepting it on behalf of the colouring community. You know, I just do a small amount at the beginning of the process. The reason that the books have sold so well is because the world is full of these incredibly talented colourists who bring my black and white drawings to life and really make these masterpieces.
From my research, you are still a young person and you are experiencing tremendous success. So give us a little autobiography here.
Well, I think the books really started to take off around 2014. And before that, I was working several part-time jobs and working as a freelance illustrator, which means I would hop from project to project and do the artwork and try and really build up my portfolio. And then, yeah, the books started to sell well in 2014, which was just the same time as I had my daughter. So life got turned on its head in more ways than one, and we sort of struggled to work out how to do this working parent thing. And I'm just so lucky that, you know, I'm one of those people that has a job that they absolutely adore and love. And the success of the books has meant that I can continue to do the work that I enjoy and to do it, you know, from a little studio in my home where we have childcare for my daughter. We live in the countryside, so there's no nurseries or childcare or kindergarten near us. And it means that I've managed to combine motherhood with, you know, a flourishing career, which is a unique opportunity, and I'm so grateful for it. So I feel I'm obligated to give it my all.
I understand you call yourself an ink evangelist. Want to expand on that term a little bit for us, please?
Yeah, so I champion the pen and pencil over the pixel. I think computer-generated artwork just lacks a sense of character and soul. It's a little bit cold to me, whereas a piece that's been drawn by hand that has a slightly imperfect circle and a slightly wobbly line, for me that just captures the character and a sense of warmth of both the person making the artwork and of the piece itself. So I think it's really important that we champion people putting pen to paper, and you know, we don't make all creativity go online and go digital, and that we just really promote hand-drawn artwork.
Well, Dame Johanna, we certainly congratulate you on this tremendous honor that you're going to receive soon. And also, thank you for bringing this most peaceful and enjoyable activity into so many lives. Congratulations, and thank you for being an ink evangelist.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
I've been talking with Johanna Bosford. Her latest coloring book for adults is titled Magical Jungle, an Inky Expedition coloring book. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.